Prophet Jonah is a reluctant prophet. He fled to every God's invitation until such time that he decided to take God's invitation to be a prophet to Ninevites. Jonah can be one of us, not following the will of God, denying his call for us to be part of the big plan, salvation for all, or avoiding him through act of disobedience, sin, and deceit. So Jonah was so angry with God because he favors the Ninevites, the Gentiles of the land, over the chosen people of Israel. Jonah saw wicked and sinful Ninevites, but for the Lord, he sees them like children who need guidance, love, compassion to bring them to the right and proper direction. We can also be like that sometimes. We see others' sinfulness and ugliness, but not their goodness and kindness, little it may be. So the message of the story is clear. It says that God's compassion reaches out to every single person. Jonah, representing a certain class of Israelite, whom we see later in the gospel, could not extend God's compassion to the Gentile. Jonah and his countrymen traditionally rejoice in God's special mercies to Israel, but wished only his wrath on their enemies. God here rebukes such hardness and proclaims his own graciousness. And this is the lesson of tolerance. It is a lesson that others besides God's chosen people can be forgiven their sin, that they can repent of their sin, that they can be open to the influence of God and do good things. In this book, we are very close to the spirit of the New Testament, where Jesus comes to save and not to condemn. The first Christians were all Jews, and it came as something of a surprise to them that Gentiles could receive and respond to the Spirit of Jesus just as well as they could. Jonah is a book attacking narrow-minded bigotry and sectarianism. As such, its message is still all too relevant in a world where people were cynical, says that the world would be better off without religions, which are the source of so much suffering, violence, and divisiveness. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us remove all bigotry and intolerance from our Christian lives. Let us rejoice to see the Spirit working in other people and be happy to work with them to bring about the kingdom. We are all called to be sons and daughters of the Father through our lives serving our brothers and sisters. The prayer of the Our Father is a testimony that we can approach God with confidence that He will always be with us, listening and giving what we need for us to become a better person. When we ask God for help, He fortunately does not give us what we deserve. Instead, He responds with grace and mercy. He is kind and forgiving towards us, and He expects us to treat our neighbor, our brothers and sisters, the same. So we can pray with expectant faith, because our Heavenly Father truly loves each of us, and He treats us as His beloved children. He delights to give us what is good. His love and grace transforms us and makes us like Himself. So through His grace and power, we can love and serve one another as Jesus taught, with grace, mercy, and loving kindness. So let us treat one another with grace and mercy, and always ready to forgive others as the Lord Jesus forgives us. Let us be like Jesus in treating others. Live as children of God the Father.